This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. European Union negotiators said international talks that resumed Saturday on the Iran nuclear agreement were on track to revive the deal, which crumbled after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain concluded a 90-minute meeting with Iranian representatives at a hotel in Vienna. The United States is not formally part of meetings that launched in the Austrian capital earlier this year, but the administration of President Joe Biden has signaled willingness to rejoin the deal under terms that would broadly see the U.S. scale back sanctions and Iran return to abiding by the limits on its nuclear activity contained in the 2015 agreement. Right-wing candidate Keiko Fujimori insisted Saturday that Peru's presidential election was marred by fraud as final vote counting dragged on with her leftist rival slightly ahead. She is claiming fraud and manipulation of the voting process and fraud in the counting of votes as her chances of becoming president seems to narrow 6 days after the politically turbulent country saw ballots cast. Fujimori says irregularities in the vote count favored her leftist rival Pedro Castillo, who is ahead by a slim 51,000 votes. She risks imminent trial on corruption charges if she loses to Castillo, who has already cast himself as the victor. Denmark midfielder Christian Eriksen is said to be in stable condition after collapsing while playing and given CPR by medics during his side's Euro 2020 match with Finland on Saturday. Eriksen collapsed suddenly in the 42nd minute of the match. His teammates rushed to assist him, and the match was suspended. As the hush fell over the 16,000-strong crowd, the 29-year-old's teammates formed a ring around him as medics pumped his chest on